Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 4 of the All Points Road Trip podcast. I'm Lacey Lee Elliott, and I am super excited that you guys are tuning in again today. A lot of people have been asking me some specific questions about my RV, why I chose the RV that I chose. And I've kind of gone into some depth with this on my blog and thought it would be a really good opportunity to go into a little bit more detail here on the podcast. Now, being an RV newbie, that is a mouthful, I didn't actually know there were so many options out there. To put it into perspective, I have learned over the last year that there are in fact seven different classes of recreational vehicles. So when you say an RV, I know a lot of people have an image of a certain type of recreational vehicle that pops into their heads. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but for example, people think of a motorhome as being an RV, which it is. A motorhome is kind of like a bus. It is self-propelled with its own self-contained living accommodations and its own engine. This would be very similar to the idea of a camper van, which is usually a lot smaller, aka van-sized. A travel trailer I describe as being more of a flatbed trailer with kind of a lightweight house built on top that needs to be towed by a truck or an SUV up at the front by a hitch. Then there's also something called a fifth wheel. This is basically a travel trailer and it's raised at one end. And the raised portion is supported by a hitch that actually attaches in the center of a truck bed. You wouldn't be able to pull a fifth wheel with an SUV because the hitch actually goes into the bed of the truck. Now, the decision that I made definitely did not come easily. I mentioned this before, but I have never spent a night in an RV before I bought one. So I really had to take advantage of all of the tools I had access to. I made 2 separate lists of pros and cons. I basically had 4 lists then. One list, I compiled the pros and cons based on other people's thoughts and opinions through the research that I did. And then the other list with my pros and cons were things that were important to me. At the end of the day, I'm super happy with the choice that I made. In the summer, I purchased a brand new 2019 29-foot Grand Design is the brand name, Imagine 2600 RB travel trailer. So the company is called Grand Design. It is a travel trailer. Their particular line is called Imagine. And in the Imagine line, the unit I purchased is the 2600 RB. I'm not 100% certain on this, but I believe that the 26 denotes the amount of living space I have inside, because even though I said it is a 29-foot unit, there is the hitch and the bumper on one end, and I think that the 2600 means there's 26 feet, and RB, I'm pretty confident, stands for rear bathroom, because I have a very nice bathroom in my travel trailer. The reason I chose to purchase a travel trailer, there's actually 3 of them, and these are going to be very different from person to person, but I wanted to explain because I've had a lot of questions and a lot of heated discussions as to why a motorhome would have been better or a fifth wheel might have been better. And at the end of the day, it does come down to a personal choice and a personal need. And these are the 3 reasons I chose to buy a travel trailer. First of all, I really need the place that I'm driving in and the space that I'm living in to be different. I did not want to spend 6, 8, possibly 10 hours a day driving behind the wheel and then stopping for the night, turning my captain's chair around and being in my living room. I know that Motorhomes are usually equipped with a curtain or a slide of some kind that will actually hide those captain's chairs and the steering column. However, it's still, at the end of the day, the same space. And it was important to me that those spaces be physically different. Now, a lot of experienced RVers have told me that I'm really going to want a motorhome one day, because a huge advantage of having a space like this is that you have access to this entire space while you're driving. And what they've said is that while someone's driving, someone else can be in the rig cooking, watching TV, sleeping in the bedroom, using the bathroom, etc. However, this is against the law. It's against the law in Canada, and I'm pretty sure that it is against the law in any country where seatbelts are mandatory. And I will fight with people until I am blue in the face. But there are a lot of fucking idiots on the road today. Let's just be honest. And accidents can happen at any time. Personally, I will never take the risk of hurting or even killing one of the passengers in my vehicle that might be along having an adventure with me. I make sure Jasper is in a seatbelt. I would never, ever feel okay being in a motorhome and cruising down the highway at 100 kilometers an hour and risk having something happen. Convenience and comfort will never trump safety in my books. The second reason I chose the travel trailer, and this is probably for me the number one reason. If something goes wrong on the RV and you have to take it in for repairs, you still have your truck or your SUV, and vice versa. If you're in your trailer and living in it full time, this would mean potentially your house, your RV, is in the shop. But if you have a vehicle, you're going to be able to drive to a hotel, go to a friend's house, or even put up a tent and stay in a campground. On the flip side as well, if there's any issues with your tow vehicle and it needs to spend any amount of time in for repairs, you're going to have a place to eat and sleep. You can possibly rent a car if you need it. And there are several companies out there that will move your RV for you for a small cost if something happens to your truck. Number three, the travel trailer as well came down to size for me. A camper van, I mentioned at some point, I know I say this a lot, I really wanted to have a bathroom with a toilet and a shower. A camper van, this doesn't exist. You get into some of the smaller motorhomes, and some of the showers are actually over top the toilet, and it was just something that I didn't want. So a travel trailer does give you a little bit more flexibility in size with this. Now, I did really consider a fifth wheel. This was really high up on my list. A lot of the fifth wheel owners swear that they are a lot easier to maneuver. And it makes a lot of sense, because the way the hitch is actually connected in a fifth wheel, it would make driving a little bit safer and a little bit easier because of sway. Most of the fifth wheels are quite large. They're long and they're tall. I'm already very nervous about towing something behind my vehicle, so I needed to find something that would give me the living space that I wanted, like having a bathroom, a queen-size bed, and also not be so massive that I'm terrified behind the wheel. The other piece of this that comes down to the size, when I was researching some of the locations that I want to travel to over the next few years in North America, so Canada, the United States, and Mexico, some of the RV parks have limitations on the length of their RV. As well, there are some roads in the national parks that don't allow a recreational vehicle over a certain length. My understanding with this is that some of the bends and the turns in the roads on some of these parks are actually so tight that a long SUV, like a longer vehicle, would physically be unable to make the turn. So 30 feet and under really seemed to be the length needed to give me the living space I wanted, the confidence behind the wheel and be able to get me to all of the places that I wanted to go. As I said in the beginning, everyone is going to have their own personal reasons for choosing the rig that is best for them. And I really believe that there is not one particular style that is going to be a clear and definite winner for everybody looking at getting into a recreational vehicle. Now, I've been in my trailer for a total of 8 nights, and I've driven it, I think about 650 kilometers, hooking up and unhooking the trailer 3 times. I know that as my comfort level and my knowledge and my experience grows, then I am going to end up probably looking at something different in a few years. But this 2019 Grand Design travel trailer, the Imagine Line, the 2600RB, checked off pretty much every single box on both my list of the things I needed and a list of things that I wanted. Now, what I do know with this, as my journey continues and I spend more time on the road, I have a feeling that the list of things that I want and need are actually going to change, and I might have to look at getting into a different trailer. That does seem to be a very common thing with people like myself that are new to this lifestyle. They spend a few months, a few years in a certain type of recreational vehicle and change it. But at this time, I am 100% confident that the travel trailer style, the idea of a travel trailer, was definitely the best choice for me and Jasper to get started on our adventures and have some fun. And really, at the end of the day, that's what was most important to me. What type of recreational vehicle can I get into today that will suit my needs and my wants? That's it for today, you guys. I appreciate you listening. I love all of your comments and emails that you've been sending, so please keep them coming. And you probably know this, but it would really help me out if you haven't already. Subscribe on iTunes. I'll figure out how to get onto some of the other podcast platforms. But the more people that subscribe to my podcast, subscribe to my YouTube page, and like or follow me on social media, it really does help me in the long run with finances and sponsorships and those kinds of things down the road. I appreciate it with every ounce of my being. Thank you guys so much, and have a fabulous rest of your week.